years, or
it was like a 3 second thing between Leon and AGR as we were walking before we hit the albino T-Rex.
Ah, okay.
So after all of you abandoned Jean to his death, the T-Rex died. Jean came
I
back.
Killed it.
No, I think the spider killed it, honestly.
No, I killed it. I shot a spike, a shadow spike up through its throat, and it came on top of its head and it died. And I hit the spider too. That's why he called me an asshole.
The spider called you an asshole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the spider was speaking in this, like, demonic voice. It was hilarious.
Yeah, after I hit him with a shadow tentacle. Yeah, my character has no control over that, by the way. When he gets
Shadow tentacle? So, like, in Darkness, the video game?
Well, I don't know what it's... how to describe it. That's what it says in the spell. 10 feet around me, I shoot tentacles.
Yeah. There's a lot of eldritch stuff going on, so there's going to be a lot of shadow tentacles in this campaign.
Yeah, I use them.
Just basically got to deal with it.
Well, no, when you say shadow tentacles, I'm thinking of Jackie from the game Darkness and Darkness 2. Because he had shadow tentacles that I could grab people with their mouths and stuff.
No, these are more like Warhammer 40,000 shadow tentacles things from the warp coming in and grabbing shit in the material plane.
Oh god, that's scary.
It's See, like when you Alucard say... from
Yeah, like both of those things.
Yeah.
Red shirt, when you say hentai and magic tentacles, my thought automatically goes to like octopus.
Okay. I mean, yeah, magical ones made out of pure darkness that are kind of octopus-like, probably about that, yeah.
Ooh, maybe you have Cthulhu powers.
All right. Then after we killed the T-Rex, a bunch of people got offline. So the rest of us decided to continue marching north through the wilderness.
That's not nice.
We eventually found this burned gouge thing through the forest.
Like Alucard from Helsing.
Yeah. And, so there's a burned-out area of the forest where the trees have all been, like, defoliated, and there's this section of dirt where there's no trees at all. Kind of like an impromptu road. So we started following it. But night fell, and so we made camp nearby. Yeah, it definitely isn't a trap. So night fell, so we made camp. And AGR said that the night went without incident. He did say that at the end of last session. I don't know if he's going to revise that, but that's what he said.
No, he'll wait till first light and then attack us.
That's fine.
So we haven't actually taken a long rest yet.
Yeah, I think you guys were about to start your rest. You had gotten to the point where if you keep going, you're going to be exhausted.
Right. And we said we were going to make camp.
Mm-hmm. And so we made camp.
And that's where the rest of us actually went to sleep.
Right.
Except for those of us who are in the permanent sleep.
The dead ones.
But you guys are coming back to life, though, this session, right? Or no?
We don't know.
I mean, I got a new red shirt rolled up.
Had his corpse eaten by a giant evil snake god thing. I don't think we can turn him into a puddle of goo and bring him back. I mean, James can try.
Well,
but
he was also killed before that. It was just his corpse that was fed to the giant evil snake god.
That's right. He was killed, if you remember correctly, by a one-hit die thing that fell off the ceiling and killed
him. Yeah, wait, cave slug.
Seriously?
Yeah, he died to a cave slug falling on him.
It wasn't one hit. It was one round before he could even respond. They all fell off the ceiling, and all three hit him, and the bludgeoning damage just
basically
it
was
crazy.
One round. Basically, Redshirt, you couldn't dodge.
There was no way he could even respond.
Like a proper Star Trek Redshirt, I walked into a room and died before I even knew what was going on.
Yeah. It was pretty great.
It was. It was hilarious.
I also feel really bad about it.
Why?
Because Lyle was there and survived.
Because I was there and I didn't go out with him. He went out and then I watched.
Hey, guys, have you noticed how party members around Lyle tend to get, you know, attacked by cave slugs or T-Rexes?
Ha ha ha.
Hey, but wait, Under, but didn't you just state that the T-Rex was drawn by the...
My loud voice.
Yeah, he drew a T-Rex into us. Then I rolled like shit on the initiative, so everybody else went before me. They all ran away, leaving Jean the only one there in front of the T-Rex. And then the T-Rex...
Hey, bro, we didn't know you, man. We didn't know you. No, you bad man. We didn't know you.
You gave us magic, but you also killed the baby.
I even grabbed Lyle and ran past you.
Yes, you did.
I want to make a note. He was not alone in the killing of that baby. I'm going to just point out that there were two other people there who did not leave.
No, three other people
did not object.
There.
They did not prevent it. They did not attempt to prevent it.
I did not know.
Absolutely. The only people that didn't take part in the baby murder was Spectre's character, Lyle's character, and Redshirt. I believe everybody else took part in the sacrifice of a child.
Yeah, it was James, myself, Anna Frey, and Leon. Well, they didn't know until I was in the middle of the ritual, and then it's time for the sacrifice. So I just said, okay, I pull the baby out of my backpack and sacrifice it. And nobody said anything. No one tried to stop me. No one objected.
Which is it? Was Mr. there or not?
No, Mr. was there.
His character was there. But I wasn't physically there. Yeah, I had to leave early. And AGR asked me, do you want to be there or not? And I was like, well, I trust Sean, so I would be there. This is what my exact response was it not, AGR?
Poorly placed trust.
He trusted
the bamboozler.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you had rolled them earlier, you know, all in good
26 and like persuasion or something like that.
Yeah, convinced me that it was a great idea to let you lead. So, you know. Well,
I don't think it was persuasion. I think he rolled deception, and he's just telling us.
I just thought of something.
I'll give you a hint. It doesn't matter. I have the same boat as
really
for
not
both.
That smart.
Under, you said that you guys were on a ship, and Lyle lured in the baby albino T-Rex thing?
No, we're on
Lyle started yelling around, and he just attracted it because we were next to its nest.
Okay, you guys said that. Oh, for some reason, I remember hearing you saying you were on a ship, and then that's when you turned into a...
No, we were on a ship, and that's how we got to the island. And that's where we're heading back to, is to the ship.
Yeah, we're going to take over the ship, kill everybody on it.
Oh, wait, so it's a different ship than your last one?
No, it's the same ship.
It's a different ship from...
We're moving across the island, they're going around it.
The rest of the party, yes, it's the same ship. For Jean, it's a brand new ship because his old ship left him here 10 years ago.
No, I remember that part. But wait, why would Mr... Wait, are you guys planning on killing your own...
Thank you for taking so long, I'm still trying to type this up.
No, Jean... Well, okay, so... All of our characters have different motivations right now. We all started with the same motivation going into the island of let's explore it. And then we all are coming out of the island with very, very different motivations from our characters.
Yes.
Leon has some crazy shit cooked up because he went batshit insane when he saw a 14-month-old child get murdered in front of him and sacrificed to a giant evil snake god. Jean is planning on bamboozling the hell out of everyone. I don't know what James is up to. Redshirt's going to introduce himself. And Father is... He drank from a divine well, and I think he's doing pretty much fine for now.
Wait, who's Father?
Spectre's character.
Yeah, our character.
His name is Father? Okay.
His name is Padre, he's a priest.
He's a priest.
His name is Padre.
I don't even know his last name.
It's Padre!
He doesn't need a name.
He's Padre.
But, AGL, I was asking earlier though, was that sarcasm or no? Because I can't tell.
What is?
When you said thank you guys for like still.
No, I wasn't being sarcastic. I'm actually finishing this.
Okay. Alright, so I guess I'm caught up. Like, I already knew like a lot of the stuff that you already mentioned under, because I was here last week asking questions.
Well, now we're all on the same page.
No one answered Lyle's question, though, a couple moments ago.
What question? I didn't hear a question.
His question was, who all here has seen Avengers Infinite Wars?
Let's not go back into that discussion.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know, too.
Is D&D
no,
time
we can do that well, you, after you we can wait till D&D after the game. Tonight. Yeah.
Shit, Golem? Really?
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to having a shit golem under my command. They're useful.
That's also pungent. I'd rather not.
Make everybody just run the fuck away just because of the smell.
He'd be like them monsters on that show. What was it with the little shit balls that talked? The hell was it?
See, when I
Ren
think
Stimpy?
Could have been Ren Stimpy. Or he'd look like Chet from Weird Science.
See, mister, when he said shit golem, I'm really thinking of those aliens from Doctor Who that were, like, dressing in people's clothing and they fought it a lot. I'm thinking of them.
No, they wouldn't work.
And I mean, just so we're clear, this is what my character looks like.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, but I thought you were a ghostly goo monster.
Yeah, no,
we dispelled that.
Yeah, drop holy water, good as new.
Holy water? Wait, how does that work? If you're... Magic.
I'm not evil, it turns out. I did not burn and melt from the holy water.
But... You...
Don't question it.
Innocent life. I'm questioning it.
Well, it was only a native. It's not like it counts.
It's innocence. Pure innocence. Hence the child part.
You don't know what that baby's done.
Babies will always be...
For all you know, we just sacrificed baby Hitler in this game.
That doesn't count. That doesn't matter.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
That's like millions of lives being saved by the death of one person.
Well, come on, guys. You do... Never mind. You guys not know of the...
That baby, one time, there was this cat. And it threw its rattle at the cat and knocked it off the wall of the settlement into a pack of raptors outside.
Does that make you feel better, Cece?
No, because I don't want to end up changing the subject when asking that... philosophical question about if you had a time machine, would you go back in time to kill baby Hitler, or would you kill the mother of Hitler before Hitler's even born?
I wouldn't do it because
time travel is not possible.
If hypothetically, it's a question that's been asked not a lot.
Okay, I've seen enough sci-fi and time travel movies to know.
So what are we gonna do about this?
Time travel fucks shit up.
I don't know. I said we were taking our camp. I'm asking. You, AGR, what's happening during?
Well, what's the? You got a watch order? You guys just going to bed? Where are you going to bed?
At least traveling into the past.
I don't know where we are currently because I left like 10 minutes before you guys ended.
Yeah, so there was like that little carved out road like structure that we were following. I assume we went off into the forest in some relatively defensible position. You know, not you know downhill from the flooding.
Also not surrounded by tiny chicken lizards. That attack you.
Alright. So yeah, you guys find a decent spot to make camp, not too far away from the gouge, but a little bit into the woods.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Yeah, so I just set up my familiar to watch over me as I sleep and wake me up if anything is happening, and then I go to sleep.
Okay. What's everybody else do?
Probably like watch the first 2 hours, then go to sleep after that.
Okay. What's everybody else do?
I can take second watch.
Okay. What's everybody else do?
What are we, camping?
Yep, yeah. You're going to sleep. You get a long rest.
Leon, yeah, finds a nice little quiet dark corner and sits down.
Okay.
Are we going to have a third watch?
Well, I can watch. I mean, I can see in the dark.
Well, I don't know that.
Okay.
But I would probably wake you up anyway.
All right. I'm not going to put you guys through this much. As much as I really want you to debate who's going to take watch, because you guys seem like you have no idea. Your rest goes off. You're fine. Everybody's fine.
Oh,
yay. You get a nice sleep.
Oh, it's easy, because I just had my familiar keeping watch the whole time, so.
Yeah. There you go. So you got no problems.
Cool.
You wake up, it's the crack of, well, it's not the crack of dawn, because you guys didn't go to sleep until a little after midnight, so you're a couple hours into the day.
Okay.
James, I don't know if you recall, but today is the day of the eclipse.
The very spooky day which brings something. I don't know. But yeah, that's totally the day. Do I know what time more or less? Or no?
You know it's going to be sometime in the like mid to late afternoon.
Oh, so it's not even going to be evening. It's going to be mid to late afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Let's go back to the village we stole the baby from and kill everybody in it.
That's definitely a good idea. We're only like 2 days away from it.
Well, I think, you know, do you tell us, James, that the eclipse is coming?
Yeah, I'd like to relay that information so that way we are all acting, you know, according to that.
Okay. Well, I'll give some inspiring speech about nonsensical, superstitious bullshit. And give everybody 7 temporary hit points. Right? So that'd be 1, 2, 3, 4.
What is it about an eclipse?
Brings bad juju. I don't know what exactly. But it's a bad omen, man.
Yeah. So all of you can have 7 temporary hit points.
Yay! Okay.
Wait, are these hit points being added to their current hit points?
Those are temp HP.
They're temp HP. They are separate.
It's like an extra pool of health on top of your regular health. You keep track of it separately, and you can't like heal it the regular way. It's like on top of your regular health.
It's like a bonus buffer of HP. Mm-hmm. 7 hit points, though, so. And I guess we'll, have breakfast and move north along the road.
You guys should discuss what you're going to eat for breakfast.
So, yeah, you guys walk north for about an hour. And, nothing too terrifying happens. You do spot a couple of little critters moving around. Some fairly large, not quite rat-like, but, you know, small mammals moving around. You don't really see any dinosaurs.
Well, that's good.
Keeps our pace up.
Wait, I have a question. Are these little tiny critters that they're, like, watching move around and stuff, is that, like, the little tiny dinosaurs from Jurassic Park or something?
Though, some of the dinosaurs they have seen are, like, those tiny dinosaurs from The Lost World. But, but what they just saw was more like, you know, squirrels and stuff.
A groundhog.
Interesting.
Is the forest its normal volume?
You know, things seem pretty normal. There's birds chirping and everything. You see some small creatures. Everything's pretty nice. There's a slight breeze, and the rain has finally let up. There's a little drizzle, but the cloud cover is pretty sparse.
Is there any change in this line we've been following through the forest? Is it getting wider, thinner, change in texture, or anything?
Well, the ground's dried out a bit. So, yes, there's still a very thin sort of pool in the middle. It's like maybe 2 foot wide of just this streak of water up and down the middle of it. Most of it's starting to dry up. You're noticing, actually, that there are some large sort of round shapes in this indentation. There's a couple of spots, actually, where you're seeing these large, round, like, disc-shaped indentations that are...
Maybe.
Do they look like footprints from an animal or something?
Roll a survival check, I guess. That's survival,
what Leon
right?
says footprints? Out loud anyway. Sure. He just looks at him and says, ooh, footprints. Mind you, he has no idea what them actually are. It's just they look like footprints.
You know, they don't look anything like the feet of that T-Rex, but maybe those really tall things. One of those, you guys saw one of those really long-neck guys.
Those really long-neck guys.
So they're like really big elephant tracks?
Something like that, yeah.
Interesting.
Do elephants exist in D&D universe?
Sure, why not?
I'm totally gonna put my sketchbook aside and try to doodle it real quick.
Yeah, you can get a little sketch of it.
Well, I think we should continue moving.
Hey, Gerald, am I able to tell how far we are from the coast? I mean, I have a spyglass, I have a compass, I can sight the top of the mountain, I assume. And since I know the relative layout of the land.
Sure. You're pretty sure that you, depending on the pace you go, you could probably keep, get there in 2 days, 2.5. If you go really fast and you really push yourselves, you can speed it up, but probably 2.5 days from the coast. At least where you're trying to get.
Mm-hmm. I let the party know.
I will be back in 20 minutes.
Okay.
I swear to God, if this turns into another...
If anything attacks the party, I will straight up start fighting and defend my friends.
Well, that'll be hard when you're AFK. So
can we use him as a shield?
I mean,
ooh, fiend.
I have a 19 AC if I have at least a reaction.
Anyway,
we're not gonna hurt.
Yeah, we're just joking.
Bonus action.
It's okay. All right. So yeah, you guys have made it about an hour up the road. It's probably about 9 in the morning. You'd figure.
Lyle, give me a knife.
You waited till he went AFK to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
went AFK. I'm sorry.
Then I'll ask James. Utensils or whatever.
Then I'll ask James. Oh, I do have one of my cooking utensils. Never mind. Continue.
Okay. Yeah. So I suppose you guys keep going.
Yep.
Alright.
Fasten my sling, all that stuff.
So you walk for about another 20 minutes, and you start to hear this cracking sound, like, and then this loud kind of crunch. You're pretty sure a tree just fell somewhere ahead of you.
Do I know a direction, more or less?
It's in front of you. It's north.
Well, like, how far in terms of feet?
I mean, it sounded pretty far off. You don't see it.
This I'm not whole concerned thing is we gouged. Should keep going.
Yeah.
It's probably just those big herbivores.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Those big old dinosaurs? Is that what you called them, or was it Thunder Lizard?
No, I called them dinosaurs. You made a stupid name calling them Thunder Lizards.
Hey, that was a cook's name, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're big. They shake the ground. Boom. Thunder Lizard. It works.
Yeah. But what about the little small ones?
They're small Thunder Lizards.
Or midgets.
So you guys, quite so thunderous lizards.
Presumably walk and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't need to be called Thunder Lizards because they don't step on you. They will eat your guts. Like my friend, they ate his guts. I remember him.
So, yeah, another, like, a little more than another hour passes, and you pass by that tree. It's not far off the path, and you do see that there is a large herbivore who is snacking on a tree next to it and seems to be standing over the broken tree.
Let's take a quick sketch of that, too.
Okay.
We gotta bring the captain something.
Neat.
Yeah. And he hangs out. He doesn't really react to you guys at all. You do notice that there are some little furry critters playing around near his tail, and he takes a swipe at them, though, so. They're too short. He doesn't hit them.
Furry critters like squirrel-sized furry critters, or furry critters like big wolf-sized furry critters?
These are more like, as big as a pig or something.
Okay.
A little like a capybara, actually.
Good kitty.
Do you want to go and grab one or something?
That'd be great, but logistics. I'm pretty sure those things would weigh, like, what, 500 pounds?
We could cut it in half.
Looking at it, it's probably somewhere in the ballpark of human weight. Yeah.
So it's no pig. Is humans?
Yeah.
Well, it's not. If it's not a big detour, I'd love to take something.
Like, if you get one of the fat ones, it might be 150 pounds. If you get one of the skinny ones, it might be more like 80.
What are they looking at?
They're like big furry pigs. I think James is interested in having some meat.
I'm gonna walk out amongst them. Can I do that? Can I walk out and, like, move around amongst them, or they move away from me?
They don't move away from you, but they're literally directly under the tail of Thunder Lizard, so.
You know, Jean, now I'm thinking about this, this is probably a horrible idea. We should get moving before someone gets hurt.
So did you walk out there, mister?
Yeah, I'm going to go out amongst them and try to touch one of them.
How many am I going at the low ready? I'm not sure what.
Uh-oh. Does a 27 hit you?
Oh my god.
Well, yeah.
Fuck me.
Tails crit hits him.
I mean, I'm dead. Fuck.
You take 15 bludgeoning damage, and you are slammed by this this big herbivore's tail, and it knocks you away.
Okay.
That looked like it hurt.
Oh, I forgot it's crit damage.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, the 2d8 wasn't doubled?
There you go. Another 12.
This shit.
You suck. But, let me ask a question.
That's one hit, so that's not fails or anything.
I was trying to get amongst them, and I didn't want to walk into the tail of the dinosaur, you know, I mean.
Well, I mean, I told you
observed.
It was...
You said they were hiding underneath it. I figured I could move around towards them without actually, you know, walking in range of getting smacked by the tail.
Okay, I tried to give you as much heads up as I could. I told you... beforehand, I've told you beforehand, even before that, that this thing was taking swats at them with its tail, but they were too small. So, I did try to warn you that that was a danger zone.
Did I get thrown away?
You should probably get out of here before someone gets hurt and then you get crit hitted. Come on, man.
You got knocked prone.
Did it knock him towards us or away from us further into the forest?
Really didn't knock him very far away any direction. It knocked him down.
How far is he away from me?
Feet.
Is he conscious? He's still conscious, right?
Oh, yeah.
How far is he away from me?
Bad things are about to happen, though.
I mean, this thing is still eating. It's not attempting to do anything to him.
No. How far is Leon?
Within 60 feet, I guess. I don't know.
Probably about 80 feet away.
Ooh, 80 damn. Feet?
Maybe more like 70.
How the hell did I get that far away from him?
Is the tail? How long is the tail? Could I walk 20 feet without getting hit and then have to, like,
I'll tell
be
you,
careful of getting hit?
It's probably 70, assuming you guys were in the middle of the gouge. So if you guys were right up to the edge of the gouge, which I guess makes sense, it would probably be more like 50 feet.
Leon, are you still conscious?
He is still conscious.
Yes.
How tall are these pigs?
Leon, can you crawl over here to us?
They are...
Are they
24? Like, I don't know, 24 inches tall? A little more, because
they're
their head sticks
little
out.
Tiny dribbles.
No.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, just actual pigs that had fur on them.
No, these are... You never heard of a capybara?
I wasn't here for that.
No, it's a capybara, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Google it.
So,
okay.
Do we have a clear path to Leon without getting hit ourselves with the tail?
I mean, if you duck.
I'm going to get both daggers in my hand and then crawl army style prone.
Guys, wait. D's, and I sort of see you.
I'm already gone.
D's flies over and touches, while he's invisible, touches Leon. And I use that to cast invisibility on Leon through the familiar. So now Leon can get...
Oh, shit.
And then I simply say, no one can see you now, Leon. Could just come back to us.
Little fucking little... Well,
then I don't guess I have to go prone.
See, no reason to go crawling through the bush, and who knows what would happen to you in there.
Which way is the big thing?
Look in chat.
I mean, you're directly under its tail. You could hit its tail from here. If you move like 5 or 10 feet closer to it, you could probably, you know, hit its legs.
I'm moving away.
Like, I don't know why are you asking?
I just want to know. I'm going to move away towards my friend.
Okay. Yeah. What's your movement speed?
60.
Yeah, you can pretty easily get to your friends.
How the fuck do you get 60 movement speed?
I'm a monk.
Right.
Monk's
with skirmisher.
Right.
Now, okay. Leon is still invisible, isn't he?
What cancels invisibility?
Attacking or dropping concentration.
Yeah, either you attack something or I drop concentration on the spell since I cast it.
You don't know if he's here.
I mean, I can hear him. I'm pretty sure I can hear
him. Just you.
Okay. Well, when I'm almost at the end of my movement speed, I'm going to become visible because I'm going to summon one of my little light orbs. I don't know if it's holy, radiant, or necrotic right now. You can whichever one y'all want to use.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, it's going to essentially be both. If something's vulnerable to either one, I'm just going to count it as that one.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I don't think he has it.
Nice.
Hey, I remember it. Hits of the radiant and then shadows come out of it. Oh yeah, that's really cool. And he's gonna look back at that big tail. And he's gonna look back at his friends. And pause for dramatic effects.
Leon, don't do it. Leon, don't.
Looking at John nervously like, oh boy, here comes another.
Leon, please don't do this.
Do it.
And I hurl the ball at John.
Oh, shit.
What?
Well, he's working through a lot of issues. All right. I told y'all he loves and hates John.
Okay.
So be it.
That's I have a question.
Just one.
Is his name John or Sean? Because I'm like thinking like
John. It's
French. It's Jean.
Like Jean Valjean. Like Jean.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. French.
Okay. Thank God.
Written in the damn
ain't
chat.
No Gene is John.
John, yeah.
He forgot the little S on the Q of the E.
Well, I don't know why. I heard an S like before John, and I'm like, wait.
Okay, so.
I'm bloody. I'm bleeding. I'm just.
You're gonna try and hit him. Try and hit him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw it at him. I'm trying to hit him. I'm not trying to hit him. I'm just throwing it at him.
Right, but. If you're throwing it at him, then you're
if
rolling
you're
to hit.
Throwing in a John direction, that's very different from trying to hit him.
Throwing in his direction, then. You said it's different. That's what I am doing.
I mean,
see
are you...
him, and that's why I hurled it.
Okay, it sounds like you
I'm
need to roll
to
hit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That will hit.
But will it do damage to it? I mean, him.
Yeah, assuming that it's both radiant and necrotic at the same time, I don't think he has resistance to that.
That's the damage it does. It's a D4.
What the fuck are you doing, Leon?
It barely singes the hair on his arm.
Yeah, so Jean sort of like reaches and like brushes off like the burned parts of it. Like, yeah, it's like, well, is that quite enough from you, Mr. Leon.
John, what the
and
fuck?
And then I sit down because I'm very, very tired.
Leon, what the fuck?
You guys are crazy.
Well, he certainly seems to be a few screws short of a full set.
At about this time, the dinosaur begins relieving itself, and all of the capybara scatter.
I didn't spot accuracy right. I'm sorry.
That's pretty far off, actually.
Ironic. Joms, is there anything you could do for that fella? Get him back upon his feet.
Me, James?
Yeah.
You call him John?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? Why are you calling me?
I have 4 hit points left.
Help he me. Has approximate knowledge of many names.
Help me!
I don't know if this will help or not.
I have 4 I hit try. Points. I mean, that tail hit me for fucking 37 points of damage.
I need you to be quiet for just a moment so I can focus.
And it wasn't for the +9.
I put my left hand on your left and your right shoulder, and I close my eyes, and then I start mouthing things. Jelzafila Masaku. Like all this random shit.
What the hell are you doing?
Rah! He's in an you into a puddle.
The moment you see my face as a disgusting visage of pure shadow and tentacles with eyes all over the tentacles.
Do we
supposed
see
to
that?
Stay still for this?
Do we all see this?
I mean, fucking, you got your hand on my shoulder and you turn into this? And I'm supposed to stand there and take it? Are you nuts?
You heal for four points.
Yeah.
And then it quickly fades. As fast as you saw that, it faded. And you heal for that much.
While you're at it, you can go ahead and make a wisdom save for me, mister.
Oh, my.
Oh, good. I'm good on wisdom save. Let me check what it is. Ooh, it's a +4. Awesome.
Oof.
Okay. Well, shit.
That was horrifying. You don't even notice that you feel better, but you do go prone. Like, you fall on your ass and scoot away from James in horror, and you don't realize it, but everyone else can hear you screaming at the top of your lungs.
How far am I from everybody else?
You scoot about 5 feet away from James up the road north, and you don't.
What about the rest of the party? So this is really important. I'm gonna have a Leon moment. I'm gonna do a Leon moment. I need to know where everybody is in 10 feet from me.
Probably right next to James. I don't think any of them saw anything.
Does he look like he's just completely lost it, AGR?
He just flipped his shit and you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I will walk towards him because he's my friend.
Fuck. Alright, after I see that and stumbled back screaming and crawling, arms of Hadar. Okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna put my daggers away and like go like pick up Leon, or at least like.
Did you catch that, AGR?
Try to calm him down.
You're gonna arms of Hadar?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you my character just—that's his defense mechanism.
James has his own defense mechanism. I will not take kindly to friendly fire.
Well, I mean.
I'm not nearly as forgiving as our captain.
You know that your buddy is. Going very messed up in the head.
Yeah, but we're friends. Is that a save or is that an attack roll?
That's a save, I believe. Hold on, I'm going.
While all of this is going on, I'm going to just look around AGR and see if there's anything noticing this little scene this tantrum Leon is throwing?
Yeah, it's save is half.
Hold on.
What kind of save is it?
Oh, shit.
And how many people are in the area of effect?
I think everyone.
Strength?
What? How wide is the area of effect? Because I wasn't anywhere near you.
Tendrils of dark energy erupt from me and batter all creatures within 10 feet of me. Each creature that is in the area must make a strength saving throw.
Strength?
Yep.
Fuck!
So it's what, James and Lyle then?
Yeah.
So I was just sort of standing back like, this is a bad idea, guys.
My two buddies, yeah.
Three friends are going to kill each other right here. Hey, we've been friends according to our character sheets since we were, you know,
John. John's looking for his bag of Eldritch popcorn.
No one else was in the blast area?
Nope, just, well, you said you were moving close.
Yeah, no, I know I'm in the blast area, but AGR said he was 5 feet away from everyone else.
I needed a moment. Okay, so you guys were, I mean, you were all relatively close to each other, I would presume. So, what is the area of Arms of Hadar?
10 feet. Around
you
me.
Centered it? It's around you? Only the people...
On me.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you would probably hit a couple of party members, but probably not everybody. Definitely your target. James would probably be the closest to you. James would be the closest to you, so, and he was the one intended to be hit. So I think he's a definite.
I don't get a full action before this happens, do I?
Nope.
I honestly can't really like account for where everybody would be during this, so I'm just gonna say James is definitely in range, and the rest of you can like step back just in time because he was acting crazy.
I'm definitely in range, but I don't get an action.
Lyle said he was approaching him.
Do I?
Okay.
I said I was backing off. No, you just and looking around.
No, you just you have to. Is it a saving throw?
Strength save.
Yeah, you need to make. You just need to make the saving throw.
Okay.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's two fails, I think.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and roll your damage, mister.
You can't really lessen the damage of a spell.
Motion sometimes can.
That did twice the amount of damage I healed. Let me roll something to determine whether or not I'll try to kill Leon.
What the fuck?
Roll a sanity roll.
Let me roll one more time. Okay, that was bad. That was a d29. So there was a higher probability to get something higher than 10. I'm gonna say, Leon, you fucking lost it. What the fuck? I'm gonna aim my gun at him. I'm gonna hold my action. If he does anything other than apologize and explain himself, I'm gonna shoot him.
He's holding his head and rocking on the ground.
I'm literally putting my body in front of the gun.
Okay.
You better step aside before you get hurt.
James?
That guy has lost it.
We have all been stressed lately. If we turn on each other, none of us will get out of here alive.
Yeah.
Those of you not in the middle of a conflict.
Monster.
So Lyle
turned into a monster.
Lyle, Mr. and James. Mr. I can't remember. Why can't I remember your character name?
Leon Vinsmoke.
Leon, right. Okay, so the three of you are too busy. Everyone else, what's your passive perception? I mean, you know.
Nine.
I mean, even with this advantage, I still have 15.
You still have 15.
Yeah, well, none of us are paying attention.
But James has got such a high. I would go with Mick on that. His perception is fucking 20. Even if he is arguing with us, he can still hear something behind him.
That's true.
Agreed.
Dex 11.
I'm not even playing the game, and I agree.
James would notice. Because he's just pointing a gun. He's not, like, going through a mental breakdown.
Oh, Leon could have. I could have a damn perception of 50, and I wouldn't hear shit. Seeing his buddy turn into that really fucked his head up.
Just give me a second. I gotta prepare the horrible, horrible things. I mean,
did he roll a D100?
The rainbows and candy.
Oh.
Lies! Lies and slander!
Wait, but, wait, who was talking about the whole, like, friendship thing not affecting spells? I have to disagree with you on that. Because sometimes, like, when spells are cast, usually it's feeling behind them.
What's this? A new challenger appears. It's funny, if I wasn't distracted, I probably would have seen that, but I don't.
Okay. So, yeah, continue. You were killing each other or something.
Yeah, I just want an explanation. Like, what the fuck? I healed this guy. Like, his right collarbone was broken. I just freaking replaced it. I saw it.
Wait,
and this guy gave that to me?
Monster!
Did any of us see James also turn into that, or just Leon?
No, you just saw him lay hands on the guy and heal him. He laid hands on the guy and healed him, and then the guy freaked out. That's what
Leon saw monster.
Okay.
I look at Lyle and I grab Lyle's shoulders and point at James.
I'm standing
monster.
You're prone. I'm standing up, dude.
He just claws his way up
I
to you.
Up. Yeah. Pointing at James.
Leon.
Yes,
stop.
James.
Leon, James,
if this
can
shit
we just
happens
get back
again,
to the ship? James, you're a doctor.
I'm
okay.
Probably going to act differently. I'm not nearly as patient as you are. I'll let
yeah,
it go just this once
James,
because of the circumstances
James,
and situation.
You have to understand, though, these characters have been friends for 20 years. Almost 20 years.
Yeah.
You know,
you
I
have
mean,
to understand
like
out of character.
For 20
my mind
years
has been
now.
Influenced by a horrible Cthulhu, whatever.
I know,
and
but
my
still,
mind perspective
yes, but still,
is very different.
Yes, but still, you still know us as
you
your closest
me.
Friends.
You attacked me with deadly force with some weird arms tentacle stuff.
And you turned
after
into a monster
you.
When you tried to heal me!
I try to heal you, damn it! I try to make
you
better.
You turned into a monster! Monster!
Bite the hand that feeds you.
I didn't bite
Guys,
you!
Let's just get off this freaking
you?
Island. Both of you. This island is causing us to freak out in weird ways. Let's just get back to the ship. Okay?
By the way, Leon has no idea he cast that spell. So, yeah.
Oh, but you see the lacerations everywhere on me after you did that.
Yeah, he has no idea what that's about.
I'm totally going to tell you you did that, you idiot.
You turned into a monster. You did
James,
it.
James, of the pair of you, you are the most level-headed one yet standing. If you continue to escalate this, how exactly do you think it ends?
All of us die.
I don't know. All I see are
Food
wounds on
for
me. I don't
lizard.
Want it to happen again. By a friendly.
Food for lizards!
One of those capybara runs into the middle of the gouge.
I shoot it with an eldritch blast.
Oh my god.
Okay. Doesn't that cost a spell slot?
I want to get away from here so we get out of the way of the big stumpy things.
Basically, there's a big area that doesn't have any...
You miss.
You definitely miss the creature and
it's a dinosaur.
What's a gouge?
John, I thought we were trying to be
why
quiet
don't you roll,
here.
Why don't you go ahead and roll damage anyway?
Oh god, you did hit the tail. You idiot, we're going to have to run. I'm a monk, I'm out run rescue,
that's
asshole.
That's scary.
I have to be faster than the monster. I just have to be slow, faster than y'all.
So you fire at this capybara, and the shot goes wide, and it flies into the bushes about 30 feet away, and you hear this rustling sound, and a red-shirted Marine falls out of the bush face first.
Holy fuck, what the fuck?
Sea Gems,
John,
you are not the only one who has been affected by that time here.
Am I seeing that?
I'm totally playing this off like I was aiming at that guy.
Gilbert, you take 14 damage.
Oh, shit.
I just snap-fired at you through the bushes.
Holy shit, dude.
Thank you, Jean. Nice eye.
Well, I am currently on the ground living the 1 HP dream.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
Damn.
On your chest. Yeah. Now, James, Leon, perhaps we should finish this some other time while we see what our new friend has to say.
I'm going
to
walk over and plop down on the guy's body.
You take...
Well, then when you're 1 hit point...
You take one bloodline damage.
No, I'm not trying to give him no damage. I'm just, you know... I'm going to kind of poke the hole he was shot in.
It takes damage!
It's just pain. No, it's no damage. It's just pain.
Unless AGR says it's damage, it's no damage.
Yeah. It is an Eldritch Blast, though. That fucking hurt.
Yeah, the Eldritch Blast
I'm on the ground in pain there.
No, that's a cantrip, by the way. Damage.
Yeah.
That's a cantrip?
Yes.
Yeah, Eldritch Blast.
It's
a bread and butter of Warlocks, man. It's the best cantrip in the game.
It is, and it's basically the reason to play Warlocks all day.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
And I have a Warlock, and I didn't even take it.
John, what do we do with that fella?
We interrogate him and find out why he was following us. He is behind us, right? Like he was following us, not where we were going.
He was north. He was north of you.
Oh, well, it would appear we found some other member from your ship. From the looks of the uniform, we should probably find out what he's doing here.
Did y'all not hear what I was doing?
Yeah, you walked over. You sat on
right
him.
Right up there.
And then we're walking up, you know, kind of just like, you know, well, what are we going to do with the guy?
I think he's dead.
I take it you guys are the other scouting party.
What ship are you from? Name the ship.
Argonaut.
Hey, that was our ship.
What's the name of the captain?
AGR, what's the name of the captain? I don't have that written down in any legible format.
Our captain is Jean.
No. I believe it's Captain DeHera. Let me double check.
Yeah, Senor Ramon DeHera Gallo.
Alarzo? Yeah, something like that.
Okay, yeah, you say the right name. Good, you're from our ship.
Christ almighty.
So how many of you are there here?
Currently, I don't know. My party got ambushed by some kind of freaking lizards. Small lizards.
What of the lieutenant? What happened to the lieutenant? Lieutenant was supposed to meet us halfway or something like that.
Who is
currently in combat? What happened to our lieutenant?
AGR.
Wait. Let me get this right. The red shirt is the only one that lived out of your entire landing party?
Well,
looking at
him lived
is a bit of a stretch. I got separated from the party during the attack.
Ah.
Do you know where you were coming? That's funny on a cosmic level. If something like that did happen, it would bring an end to the universe as we know it.
Yeah.
How long has it been since the ambush? How have you been living out here?
Babies.
You know what, guys? He might be going through shock. I mean, like, look at him. He's barely even conscious.
We have ways of making you talk.
That's really not necessary.
Yeah, we just say, John, please, talk.
Yes.
John, he's...
He's part of us. He's with us.
He's from us. Yeah.
You're sure?
We landed on the beach maybe about a day and a half ago, a day.
Yeah,
I've been running inland, but the lieutenant was leading the away party.
He always asks for extra hot sauce.
The lieutenant was a female.
And where is this lieutenant of yours now?
Unsure. I got separated from the rest of the landing party.
Dinosaurs.
Do you know where your camp is relative to here?
Up north. Back the way I came.
Well, let's go that way.
Good. Get up. You're with us then.
Here, take some laudanum. You're gonna need it. If you need someone to lean on, I can. I offer him a single dose of laudanum.
Would you please let the poor man up?
Okay.
He is, in fact, friendly.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna get up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't do anything about that to heal the wounds.
All I can really do is give him laudanum.
So what is your name,
How
soldier?
Much HP do I get for that?
I can make y'all some food that can heal y'all.
10 temporary.
All right, I'm at 11.
Well, that's better than 1.
So what is your name, soldier?
Santiago, sir.
Excellent.
Actually, where is... the midshipman. I was told that he would be leading this party.
Look,
yeah, this guy's obviously
Midlandian. And then these little things chewed him up.
Yeah, he's gone.
I wouldn't say it was funny. We were walking across a tight rope of sorts about 100 feet up across above the ground. To try to get away from said thunder lizards.
Let's walk towards our destination while we're talking.
Yeah, let's do that.
Santiago, one of these poor people I've gone through is apparently their officer in charge took a long dive off a tall tree with a sudden stop at the end.
All right. Then who's in charge now?
I suppose I am, then.
John's in charge. He's captain.
John's kind of acting in place of him. He knows the surroundings a lot better than we do.
Lieutenant Jean Grimbaud, at your service.
Uh-oh, he outranks you, Rancher. That means you've got to snap to attention and all that.
Yep, I salute.
At ease,
a little
at
confused,
ease.
But I salute.
At ease, at ease. Then...
out of character. This is fucking bullshit.
Hmm?
No, I'm just saying that Jean taking over our entire party is just...
I mean, he's been making good calls. It's just the rest of the party been making pretty horrible calls, you know?
He's a foreigner, but he's an ally. So...
works for the state government, and he is higher ranked than us, so he would...
I know,
but you didn't have to make him captain.
He's not captain.
He's a lieutenant. And Glim was a midshipman. Am I the only one that remembers?
I don't know.
No, you're not. I died and got promoted.
But Leon calls him captain because that's what he answers to him as out here. He is his captain. When they get back to the ship, he won't listen to Leon. He won't listen to him no more because he only listens to the captain.
I don't think.
Surely Jean has a lot of expression.
Leon was an army cook. Okay, not a Navy cook. He doesn't know that much about Navy rules, so whatever.
I apologize. I heard Mr. and he said Captain, so I assumed.
Nope.
Yeah, I pulled a Kirk and the Captain went on the away mission that nearly gets him killed.
Oh yeah, when we get back to the ship, it's not going to be fun. For anyone except Jean.
I plan on having a grand old time when we get back to the ship.
That's one way of putting it. It'd be a lot better than this hellhole.
Quite. But we should move on. Santiago, please show us the way to your previous encounters with your other lieutenant.
I'm going to show him the map that we got so far, and just make sure that the destination is still the same old destination as before.
Oh, yeah.
I am guessing it is AGR?
Yep.
Yep, it's the same location.
All right. We should be good.
Yeah, and as we're walking north, you know, Jean will sort of, you know, make his an aside to Santiago. The next time you decide to approach a group of armed and he sort of glances over at Liam, high-strung individuals, it might be wise to announce oneself as a friendly before the shooting starts.
Hey, James! James!
You guys were also using magic. I wanted to be careful.
How'd you make your face all...
What are you talking about?
When you put your hand on my shoulder, you said, hold still, and I looked back at you and your face went...
I didn't do that. I was just... The mindset... I was just thinking out loud without speaking.
I know, but I'm telling you, your face went... Real quick.
James, heal me.
I can't just do it like a flick of a switch. I have to, like, actually put some energy and focus into it. I don't know how else to describe it.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh.